morning to all of you. It's Moments of Melody time again. It is seldom that a person under sentence of death has refused a pardon. Yet there's one case on the record. In the annals of the United States Supreme Court, when a man sentenced to die actually did refuse to accept a pardon. The court records show that two men, Wilson and Porter, were convicted and sentenced to be hanged for robbery of the U.S. mails in 1829. Porter was executed on July 2, 1830. About 3 weeks before the time set for Wilson's execution, he was granted a pardon by President Andrew Jackson. But instead of accepting the pardon, Wilson changed a plea of not guilty, which he had entered, to a lesser indictment in connection with the same crime, to guilty. This raised the question of law as to whether the pardon should be held to relieve him of the conviction and punishment for the lesser offense. When he was given the opportunity to plead the pardon, he refused to do so. Refusal to accept a pardon was a point of law that had never been raised before, and the Supreme Court was called upon to render a decision. According to the January 1833 Supreme Court, handed down the following decision, written by Chief Justice John Marshall. A pardon is a deed, to the validity of which delivery is essential, and delivery is not complete without acceptance. It may then be rejected by the person to whom it is tendered, and if it is rejected, we have discovered no power in a court to force it upon him. This was an unusual case, and most people would agree that Wilson was a fool for refusing to accept a pardon. Yet these same people daily reject the pardon which God has provided for them in the crucified Christ. The most amazing thing in this atomic age is to see men who tremble at the thought of universal destruction and who would snatch at a reprieve which would prolong their lives a few short years, and yet they deliberately refuse God's pardon for eternal death and his deed to eternal life.
Someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take his offer of salvation true. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew God's final call, God's final call.
The Gospel according to Dr. Luke. Jesus went out and caught sight of a publican called Levi sitting at work in the custom house, and said to him, "Follow me." And he rose up and left all behind and followed him. Then Levi made a great feast for him in his house, and there was a crowded company of publicans and others who were there as fellow guests. Whereupon the Pharisees and scribes complained to his disciples, "How comes it that you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "It is those who are sick, not those who are in health, that have need of a physician. I am not come to call the just. I have come to call sinners to repentance." Matthew heard God's call and accepted it. What is your response? What is your answer?